I had already subdued the stud, thereby proclaiming that the image of God has supremacy over all matters, a valuable truth. And throwing on my dress coat and waistcoat, hurried into the drawing room. He rose at my entrance, flapping like a seal. I can use no other description. He flapped a plaid shawl over his right arm. He flapped a pair of pathetic black gloves. He flapped his clothes. I may say without exaggeration that he flapped his eyelids as he rose. He was a bald-browed, white-haired, white-whiskered old clergyman of a flappy and floppy type. He said, "I am so sorry. I am so very sorry. I am so extremely sorry. I can only say in my defense that I come upon an important matter. Pray forgive me." I told him I forgave perfectly and waited. "What I have to say," he said brokenly, "is so dreadful. It is so dreadful. I have lived a quiet life." I was burning to get away, for it was already doubtful if I should be in time for dinner. But there was something about the old man's